The reading this morning can be found on page 778 of the Pew Bibles and is Micah chapter 4. Micah chapter 4, this is God's word for us. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills, and people shall flow to it, and many nations shall come up and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather those who have been driven away and those whom I have afflicted. And the lame I will make the remnant, and those who were cast off a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from this time forth and forevermore. And you, O tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come. The former dominion shall come, kingship for the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished, that pain seized you like a woman in labor? Writhe and groan, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in labor, for now you shall go out from the city and dwell in the open country. You shall go to Babylon. There you shall be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you from the hands of your enemies. Now many nations are assembled against you, saying, Let her be defiled, and let our eyes gaze upon Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them as sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hoofs bronze. You shall beat in pieces many peoples, and shall devote their gain to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of the whole earth. Thanks be to God.
Let's share our prayer together. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow in your presence. May your word be our rule, your spirit our teacher, and your great glory our supreme concern. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains. It shall be lifted up above the hills, and peoples shall flow to it. Not everyone sees a mountain and thinks to themselves, I would like to climb there. There might even be some folks here who see a mountain and think, why would you want to do that? In this chapter, Micah 4, the word of the Lord paints a picture. The picture is of Mount Zion and the temple, the house of the Lord on Mount Zion, which was not the highest of the hills in that area. If you've been, you'll know that Jerusalem is surrounded by hills. But the picture is of the house of the Lord as the place of greatest beauty in the whole earth. When we see the house of the Lord, it is desirable to us. We long to be there. In Micah's day, the house of the Lord was the temple atop Mount Zion, most beautiful on the whole earth. The Lord established it, a place where he would meet with his people. We know, some years after Micah, the Lord Jesus spoke of the house of the Lord, the temple, as his own body, a temple which he would build in 3 days. The body of the Lord Jesus, then, is the place where the Lord will forever meet with his people, a place where he will meet with people from every tribe and nation and tongue. No longer summoned to a mountainside and a building in Jerusalem, but to the living presence of the living God with his people. In this chapter of Micah, we read of coming to the temple and going from the temple. We read of peoples being called to come to the presence of the Lord. And we read of the word of the Lord going out, being sent out from his presence. At the end of the chapter, we read of a now time, a present when the temple will be destroyed, and a then time when the Lord himself will reign over all creation from the place he has established. He will reign and rule for his glory and the blessing of all creation. Many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths. The people encourage one another. Come, come, let's go together. Come, you can come as well. They're not encouraging one another to go for a day in the hills. Come on, let's go and get another Monroe. We can tick that one off the list. No. They are encouraging one another, come to the presence of God. Come to where God makes himself known. Wonder if you remember who first invited you to come to God's presence, the place where God makes himself known. Who first invited you to the house of the Lord, to the place of worship? Might have been your parents or your grandparents. Perhaps as a student, a friend invited you. No one comes to the house of the Lord on their own. We come because someone invites us, because someone brings us. And so the challenge, even in these few words, is, who have you invited? Who have you brought? Who are you encouraging to come with you when you come to the place where God is to worship him? Who are you encouraging to come into God's presence that they might know his love for them, that they might know his grace for them? I guess if we were to get a clipboard and go around the church and take a survey, simple question, would you like to see more people coming to church? Would you like to see more people coming to worship God? I guess most people, almost everyone, would say yes. I hope we all would. But they're not going to come unless we invite them. They're not going to come unless we bring them. Come with us to the house of the Lord. They're not going to come unless we encourage them. Come, let's go. Someone said that to you, and you came. So that person you're thinking about, they might do the same as you did. You might speak to them and encourage them, and they might actually come. They're just waiting for you to invite them and encourage them. In the house of the Lord, in his presence, God himself teaches his people. This is wonderful news. Imagine the next time you have to change your mobile phone. Maybe you've still got the first one you ever had, but Lots of people change their mobile phone, and it seems the custom nowadays that you don't get an instruction book. Remember we used to get instruction manuals? So you've got your phone, and you've got no instruction book, but all you've got is a wee card that says, if you come to the store on such and such a day, the engineer who designed and made your phone will be there and will teach you how to use it. Do you think you might go? How do I switch it on? How do I switch it off? The actual engineer who made the thing, sitting in the store to teach you how to work your phone. Imagine. God says, come to my presence and I'm going to teach you how to live life the way you want to live it. The best life you can ever imagine. I'm going to teach you how to live it because that's what I made you for. God did not create you to have you live in confusion. Life is not a puzzle which doesn't have a picture on the box or there's a piece missing. God has created you to know him and love him and live together with him a blessed life. Not a life free from trouble, but a life which knows God's blessing and his grace and his presence. And God invites us to his house. Come. I'm doing the teaching, he says. Come. I'll teach you so that you may walk in my paths, so that we may walk in his paths. Something like, so that we may know how to live together with God this life which he has given us. As disciples of Jesus, isn't that what we most want? God's presence with us always, to know how to live in God's way. The Lord himself promises to teach us. And all we have to do is come. It may be this morning for you that life does seem like that puzzle with no picture on the box. Well, hear this word of the Lord. He loves you, and he himself will teach you how to live the life he has given you. He is the picture. Your life lived together with him is his desire, even before it was yours. And he brings you close to himself so that he can teach you. Come to the God who loves you. Come in the Savior Jesus. Enjoy the presence of your Father. Live the life that God has for you. But then there's a going from Zion. From out of Zion shall go forth the law, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The word of the Lord is not confined to the house of the Lord. The word which teaches those who come goes out to bless everyone. A blessing of judgment, yes. Disputes are settled by the righteous judge of all the earth. Yes, the blessing of an end to violent conflict. Don't we love those verses? They shall beat their swords to plowshares and their spears to pruning hooks. Too long have we humans studied war and gloried in war and made ever better killing machines. It's long past time to start studying plowing and pruning. Too long have we abused the earth that God has given us. It's time to study how we care for God's world. Blessing for all people of being able to provide for themselves. Each one will sit under his own vine. What a blessing goes out from the presence of the Lord. Those who have come, who are taught by the Lord, they are the ones sent out from his presence, bearing the word which they have been taught. Here's how to live. We are God's visual aid. Live this way. And the world is transformed, and the blessing of God goes out from his presence. The word of the Lord is declared in your hearing. Come to him. Learn from him. Be his people in his presence. Take his word and go out with it. Bear it with you boldly before all creation. Let his word be powerful in your life, transforming your life so that through your transformed life, transformation will break out wherever we go. Doesn't this sound like good news to you? Well, this is the word of the Lord. At the end of Micah 4, verse 6, in that day, I will. Verse 13, I will. There's the outside of a sandwich. I will do this. A vain time. In the middle of the sandwich, verse 9, now. Verse 10, now you shall go. Verse 11, now many nations. In the middle, a now time. A word for today. Let's begin in the middle and work to the outside. For now you shall go out from the city and dwell in open country. You shall go to Babylon. You can't reject the Lord, chapter 1. You can't abuse the poor and the vulnerable, chapter 2. You can't have false and weak leadership, chapter 3, and expect all to be well. The Babylonians are coming, and you'll be going with them. When they come to the house of the Lord, it's going to be burned and left in ruins. No wonder all the people can do is writhe and groan. The nations who do not know the Lord, they're going to gaze upon the burning ruin of the temple and smirk and mock. But verse 10 continues, there in Babylon where you've been taken to, there you shall be rescued, for the Lord will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Redemption and grace. Only those in slavery can be set free. Only those in exile can be brought home. Grace is for those who are powerless to protect themselves. Grace is for those who need the power and strength of the Lord to lift them up and bring them home. You don't get to grace without going through now. The nation to whom Micah speaks will know the horror of exile and the despair of Babylonian captivity. The bitter winds of rebellion and sin will surely now blow the leaves from the trees. There is hope for us in the grace of the Lord, which speaks to his people of then. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame. I will gather those who've been driven away and those whom I have afflicted. The word of grace exactly matches the word of judgment. Those who are driven away in exile will be gathered in grace. Those afflicted by the destruction of the house of the Lord shall be assembled in his great assembly. The Lord will reign over them. A king who triumphs from the cruel tree, who makes his cross a throne from which he reigns over all creation. For those who have been bereft of king or counselor, there shall be both king and counselor, both savior and spirit, sent by the grace of God. In the same way as the historical exile is a sign of our historical rebellion against God, so the word which promises renewal and grace experienced in the return from Babylon is now experienced by us in the kingdom of God, into which we enter through the resurrection of Jesus. For Micah, now was coming soon and then was in the distance. For us, both now our sin and rebellion is born on the cross, and then the redemption, the renewal, is the resurrection of Jesus. Now and then is all tied up in Christ. He dies and conquers death. He cries, it is finished. By faith in him, we enter the kingdom of God today. The now promises that Micah spoke, the then promises that Micah spoke, are all fulfilled for us in Jesus. They are for us. And we can take hold of them in our today. The word of the Lord declared in your hearing today is grace. Wonderful grace. Amazing grace. We are not abandoned in the now of sin because God shouts grace over us. We are promised the then of new life because Christ, who rose from the dead, is already grace for us. We experience hope and joy because God's Spirit works in us. It is by grace we have come to the house of God. By grace we are taught by God the ways that we can live together with Him. It is by grace we are held in His love, even over our rejection of Him in sin. Even that cannot separate us from His amazing love. It is by grace we are gathered by Him to our home in His kingdom. What would you have rather than this amazing grace? What would you exchange this amazing grace for? Would you rather not come and learn of the Lord and live with Him? Does that not sound better? Would you not rather come and live in a way that learns the paths without violence and warfare? What would you have rather than amazing grace? If you want grace, come. Come right now. Let us go to the house of the Lord. There is grace for us all there. Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord. We are all welcomed there. Come, let us trust and declare the certain word of the Lord our God. His word is peace and grace for all. He is our God and He loves us and He is gracious towards us. Come to the Rock of Ages. Come to the Savior and King. Come within salvation's walls and know that you are surrounded by His strong arms. Come where no folk can reach you. Come and know the joy of the presence of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord declared to you. Come now to His eternal city and live together with Him. Let's pray together. God, our Father, we are humbled before you that we who have rejected you and despised you would hear your invitation to come. Bless us, we pray, with your Spirit's power that we might come right now to you, our God, our Savior, and our King. Let us rush towards you that we might know your grace for us in Jesus, our Savior. Be at work among us, we pray. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.